The days of Sofia Coppola, being known as Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, are ending. She's written and directed a highly publicized new movie, and it stars a former member of Saturday Night Live. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
For all those people, and you know who you are, looking for a great role for Bill Murray, Lost in Translation is the film you've been waiting for. Only Murray has the persona to capture the balance between the funny and the forlorn, as he plays an American movie star suffering through the filming of a commercial in Japan.
For relaxing times, make it Suntory time.
Katto, 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 katto!
時間がないんだよ! ね, passion가...
With intensity.
Is that everything? I mean, it seemed like he said more than that.
Murray's age has sharpened his comic skills and added to the gravitas and the sense of wistful dignity that have increasingly become his trademarks. The actor has a face that's sad in repose, and the heroic way he copes with the mysteries of a culture he doesn't understand make you both laugh and shake your head in empathy.
Mr. Kazuo's premium fantasy. Lip my stockings.
What?
Lick them. Hey, lick my stocking.
Hey, lick hey. Them. Lip them. Yeah. What?
Lick them like this. Lick them.
Rip them?
Lip, yes.
You want me to rip your stockings?
Yes, rip my stockings, please.
Murray thankfully does not have to do things alone. Scarlett Johansson plays a much younger woman, also at loose ends in the very confusing city that is Tokyo. She is a gifted co-star who's every bit Murray's match.
You're probably just having a midlife crisis. Did you buy a Porsche yet?
You know, I was thinking about buying a Porsche.
This funny and exceptionally well-observed film marks the arrival of writer-director Sofia Coppola as a mature talent with a distinctive sensibility and the means to express it. And this is only her second film as a director, following The Virgin Suicides. In Lost in Translation, Coppola displays an offhanded but astute eye for life's small absurdities and annoyances. This is a filmmaker who doesn't promise more than she can deliver, who knows pushing too hard would be fatal to the point she wants to make, as well as the way she wants to make them. Informed by Coppola's own experiences in Tokyo, Lost in Translation is very smart about cultural differences, about the strangeness of being in a place where you don't know the cultural markers, but that's only part of its success. The film is equally shrewd about noticing the ways people can be at loose ends in their intimate relationships. Coppola's formidable delicacy draws us in a way that slam bang displays of emotion can't. Lost in Translation demonstrates how much weight and substance something slight can have in just the right hands. Right now, those hands belong to Sofia Coppola.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.